Cain is deified. The clans tell tales of him. Few know the truth. He was mortal once, as were we all. I am Raziel, firstborn of his lieutenants. I stood with Cain and my brethren at the dawn of the Empire. I have served him a millennium. Cain is deified. The clans tell tales of him. Few know the truth. He was mortal once, as were we all. I am Raziel, firstborn of his lieutenants. I have served Cain a millennium. I stood with him and my brothers at the dawn of the Empire. Together, we forged the legions that subjugated Nosgoth. Cain is deified. The clans tell tales of him. Few know the truth. He was mortal once, as were we all. However, his contempt for humanity drove him to create me and my brethren. I am Raziel, firstborn of his lieutenants. I stood with him and my brothers at the dawn of the Empire. I have served Cain a millennium. Over time, we became less human and more divine. Cain would always enter the state of change first and emerge with new powers. The gift continued to evolve. We became less human and more divine. Cain would enter the state of change and emerge with a new gift. Some years after, our evolution would follow. Some years after the Master, our evolution would follow, until I had the honor of surpassing my Lord. For my transgression, I earned a new kind of reward. Agony. There was only one possible outcome. My eternal damnation. I, Raziel, was to suffer the fate of traitors and weaklings, to burn forever in the bowels of the Lake of the Dead. Tumbling, burning with white-hot fire, I plunged into the depths of the abyss. Unspeakable pain, relentless agony, time ceased to exist. Only this torture and a deepening hatred of the hypocrisy that damned me to this hell. An eternity passed, and my torment receded, bringing me back from the precipice of madness. The descent had destroyed me, and yet I lived. What madness is this? What pitiful form is this that I have come to inhabit? Death would be a release next to this travesty. I would choose integrity and balance over this madness. I would choose oblivion over this existence. I am destroyed! 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 The old hunger has left me. I have no desire for blood. The old hunger has left me. I have no desire for blood. What creatures are these? What scabrous wretches are these? What are these creatures? That's impossible. These foul, scuttling beasts could not be kin of our high blood. I knew my opponent's weaknesses, having suffered them myself. Physical wounds are fleeting. A vampire's immortal flesh begins to close as soon as it is cleaved. Vampires need only fear those wounds that impale or inflame. Water scorches like acid, and fledglings are devastated by sunlight's touch. I would have to modify my tactics to suit my foes. Damn you! How many ages did you bind me in your grasp?
My God! The sanctuary of the clans reduced to ruin. Beyond these walls lay the pillars of Nosgoth, the seat of Cain's empire. How humble it now appeared, collapsing into the dust of its former magnificence. And yet, I had only just emerged. In the instant between my execution and resurrection, centuries had apparently passed. The doors of the sanctuary were immovable, either barred from the inside or rusted shut. I would need to find another means of entry.
This, at least, had remained constant. The endlessly swirling vortex of the abyss. My tomb, and the womb of my rebirth.
Though much of Noskoth's landscape had changed, these cliffs gave me my bearings. My clan territory was to the west. I was anxious to see how my descendants had fared during the centuries of my absence.
Utter desolation. My once proud kin wiped from this world like excrement from a boot. I knew the hand that wrought this deed. I didn't recognize these flayed racks of flesh. Their scent was vampiric, but they gnawed upon their victim's carcass like dogs.
This charnel house bore the unmistakable marks of Melchior's clan. To what depths had our dynasty plummeted if these ghouls were the descendants of my high-born brother? Were they so debased as to recruit fledglings from the desiccated corpses here interred?
My brother Melchior was made last, and therefore received the poorest portion of Cain's gift. Although immortal, his soul could not sustain the flesh, which retained much of its previous human frailty. This weakness, it seemed, was passed on to his offspring. Their fragile skins barely contained the underlying decay.
Show yourself, creature!
What has become of my clan? Answer me, little brother, or I will beat an answer from your horrid lips.
Enough riddles. What are you saying?
Tell me, Melchior, where can I find Cain?
Am I reduced to this? A ghoul? A fratricide?
I am your creation, Cain. Now, as before, you criticize your own work.
What have you done with my clan, degenerate? You have no right.
Damn you, Cain! You are not God! This act of genocide is unconscionable!
I would choose integrity, Cain.
The Soul Reaver, Cain's ancient blade, older than any of us and 1,000 times more deadly. The legends claimed that the blade was possessed and thrived by devouring the souls of its victims. For all our bravado, we knew what it meant when Cain drew the Soul Reaver in anger. It meant you were dead.
I swore I saw a glint of satisfaction in Cain's eye when the Soul Reaver was destroyed. I did not understand the game that Cain was playing, but I knew the finishing move. I swore I saw a glint of satisfaction in Cain's eye when the Soul Reaver was destroyed. I did not understand the game that Cain was playing, but I knew the finishing move.
Spirit! I did not mean to disturb your rest.
I did not intend to disturb your rest. How have you come to haunt these pillars?
That bastard can claim no allegiance from me.
Once a testament to mankind's defiance of Cain's empire, this towering cathedral now stood derelict. The humans who worshipped here, dead for centuries. Its architects conceived this tower as a holy weapon against the vampire menace, a colossal instrument of brass and stone. The cathedral's pipes, once tuned to blast a deadly hymn, now stood silent, and these vacant spaces whistled their impotence.
Zephon, your visage becomes you. It's an appropriate reflection of your soul. Perhaps things have not changed as much as you'd like to believe. You were always weak, Zephon, and once again, you will bend to my will.
A crevice in which to cower, only scuttling from the shadows to devour a victim already ensnared in your cowardly trap. But you've made the mistake of leaving me unbound, and it is you who must succumb to my will.
The ancient tomb of the Seraphim, once impenetrably sealed, now ravaged by Nosgoth's upheavals, its mystery.